packed with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Look, Brian, I don't want this night to end. I love that song. Really, I really love that song because, I don't know, maybe it has to do with, I don't know, it's that time of year. Oh, I don't know, but I could really play Look, Brian also, but I won't because we are going to get into Hot Topics tonight. That's the name of the show, it's Hot Topics. So I will bring on everyone else. Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Okay, Maggie's on. And hi, Bobby.
Hey. Hey, Maggie.
So how is everyone?
Fine.
They're winning two out of every three draws.
I'm hearing some very strange sounds going on.
No, you're not. That's not strange at all.
Oh.
basketball game.
It's strange to me in the sense that I'm unaware of what it is. Could you enlighten me as to what I'm hearing?
Oh, I'm making. We can
it
hear the.
Like somebody...
Maggie is watching the game and doing the solo ones, and I'm just, you know, we are crazy, so we thought we'd try that tonight.
I'm hearing it's somebody's television. Okay, got it.
If you want to, I can put the Mariners game with the Yankees play-by-play on, but I don't want to make it any worse.
Why? Wait. What is going on with the M's?
Well, they're winning 5-1 over the Yankees, but I could have you listen to that, but I'd rather not.
No, because I don't like the Yankees. Maggie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about tonight. And the rules all for tonight, that all of you boys, except for Tony, behave yourself.
Wait a minute. I don't have to behave myself?
Well, no, I'm kind of in a zenless mood right now. So, I'm giving you permission not to, you can be bad if you want.
I can? Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't do that very often, but I'll give
because,
it a go.
Well, because I have a huge favor to ask you after the show. So, I'm letting you.
Okay.
Yes. It just popped in my head, like an hour ago. Oh, crap. Did I just say crap out loud?
I think it's perfectly permissible. They say much worse on daytime drama.
Well, I know. Hi, David. Wait, no, not... Yeah, David. Hey, David.
Hi, I know we're show tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I it's been a crazy week. And I should have, you know, told you. And, I really apologize for that. Is this
right.
One crazy thing after another?
Right.
I'm just
confused about a certain show leaving a certain network in at night, but we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, we will. Believe me, we will, Bobby. So tonight we are going to talk about the crappy thing Pop is trying to do and take our days of our life away. We are going to be talking Zeno Hospital, and we are going to, I made a list of hot topics because I got bored waiting in the doctor's office the other day. So let's start with this. Zeno Hospital for a hot topic. So Anna goes there for what she did at Carlos. And I will, Maggie, I will go with you first.
No how, no way.
Yep. I agree. And Tony?
What was the specific question? Anna went looking
for
Carlos.
So Anna goes in jail for, you know, what she kind of did to Paul and what she did to Carlos.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is the specific question?
Well, do you want her to go there or not?
Oh,
yes.
No bloody way. No.
Thank
no,
you.
No, she,
okay.
No. Come
Bobby?
On. That's Anna Devane. She doesn't go to jail.
I know. Bobby, what do you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what's going to be
reaction
to Emma?
Oh, I love you guys tonight. You guys look good tonight.
What's going to happen if Emma or Robin finds out about this? or if Patrick returns either with somebody else playing him or Jason Thompson can get on loan from Y&R, what's going to happen when he finds out about this?
Sweetie, I doubt that will ever happen. That they will loan out Jason Thompson. I really doubt that will ever happen. I mean, you know, we saw it on date and why and all, but that's different. But no, we saw on Zeno Hospital and dates. Why you got Maggie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we've seen Wally Kirk in that situation before, and we've seen Eileen Davidson in that situation before, but I don't think it would happen anytime soon. That's why
I'm
saying.
Well, no, and oh, we have another call. Hey, Dr. David.
Holly.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. And, we have one more. We have one more. Alvin and the Sick Monks. Oh, and Maggie, got disconnected. Oh, no.
Hi, Carly.
Hi. Hi, Alvin.
Alvin George is here, so, okay.
Okay, David, David, what do you think about Sue Anna goes there or not? And Maggie,
No way.
So, Kelly, I haven't a clue what the hell's been going on. I haven't been watching anything for a while. I haven't been feeling so great. I did send you that information earlier, but I haven't been feeling so great lately. Mm-hmm. In fact, no,
well, that's okay. I mean, believe me, I understand that. I get that. So, okay. Our next hot topic for tonight is, I think, you know, with the bloodbath going on Days of Our Life right now, how did you guys all feel about it? Because, number one, this will never happen, and number two, I'm sick of the wires coming in and crapping on every story that was ever told and say, oh, we can make this better when they make it worse. And when you do 6 months in advance, you really are screwing the public.
I think some writers are being brought in to try and kill the shows. I don't know why this is.
No.
But some writers
that's
have been
not true.
Right.
That's not true.
It's
no, they
are.
Okay. Okay, if Days of Our Life, if they were going to really kill it, then they would have not renewed it.
I don't think so. I mean, this is a sign of things to come for the Pop Network, as I said earlier this week.
Okay, the Pop Network and NBC are two different entities. And so before you go tell the whole wide world, Bobby, that, oh, Dave is going to get canceled, which is not. It's a slippery slope. Why, Maggie?
Pop Network, Carly, for those who don't know, Pop Network is joint owned by Lionsgate Entertainment and CBS. That's pretty different.
David, I was asking Maggie a question. What do you think?
I think he means that when they bring on different writers, they act like they don't care about the history.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, you know, but they're not going to cancel it. I mean, they think they get 3 years on the contract. It's just the way they write it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're trying to shoot it. That's what I think, you know.
Well, and, you know, the thing going with the Pop Network, Daytime After Dark is getting behind I want all of us to call the Pop number. I want all of us to do feedback because, okay, I'm not the type of person who just wants to stay by my computer and watch everything on the web. I hate it. It's not good for people's back, and, well, I kind of like watching the soaps in my bed. So what do people think about that decision Pop is making? And I will start with David B.
but I think it's wrong for you to can't take it off the air. She keeps going it out of the way, so hate it. Doing that, so he definitely should bring it back.
Well, I just think that, you know, yeah, you're right, David B. Maggie, what do you think about it?
I record as both things, both on top and on NBC or on CBS. I film them because sometimes when something interrupts, which, you know, weather related, whatever, you can catch it on top. And I like
exactly.
It's available where DH doesn't. We can go watch ABC on your online, but it's nice to see the screen TV. I'm the only one that thinks that way.
No, you know, you and I've said it for months. If breaking news happened, I kind of go crazy. I mean, unless it's a very tragic thing. Unless it's very,
yeah,
very sad.
Too.
But if you're going to... If you're going to tell us about a Zuz who had a DUI and then break in for that, no. That's not acceptable.
Sorry. Speaking of breaking news, a couple of things I think in the entertainment world that I think ought to be mentioned. Prince ended up having to go to the hospital today after his plane went down. He plays the first plane landed. The woman who plays the mother in those movies, Greek wedding movies. Remember her?
Yes.
She apparently got into a head-on collision and ended up in the hospital. I guess I don't know what her condition is, but she was in the hospital.
Wait. Who are we talking about?
Well, the same. The actress who plays the mother. You know, in the Big Fat Greek Wedding movies, I can't think of her name.
I don't even know who you're talking about. Are you talking about Diane Keaton?
No. The Big Fat Greek. Who have you seen the movies? My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I haven't seen. I mean, I saw that.
I can't think of her name, but she's in a bunch of movies. She's a really good actress.
There's a lot to discuss tonight, so that's, you know, because we only
that's
have
fine.
A little minute of time. Maggie, and Tony. Tony, why don't you talk about, and Maggie also, when Tony's done, hear what Tony has to say about it, because I really want your feedback. So go, Tony.
Oh, on the pop situation?
No, not on the pop situation, the other one thing. Wait, okay, the pop situation you wanted, I thought you wanted to talk about the other thing.
No, I'm with you. I just thought you were leading me into that. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble following your lead tonight, darling.
I know.
You mean talking about what we talked about earlier?
Yes.
You want me to go there? Ah,
yes,
okay.
I do.
Well, I was actually leaving that for you to do the intro to, because it was actually you, one of your ideas that it was probably true, and then I just said, I'm thinking you're saying the same thing. So if you want me to go there, I'll be more than happy to go there.
Yeah, I have this feeling that Duke never died, you guys. Duke Lavery is still alive. And up until
it was
the point of the... Oh, my God, really? Really? You're going to play that cremated? They could have cremated someone else. Why, maybe?
I'm...
In my heart, Lucas, right away, that day, the way he was laying there and Anna was there and then Dr. Rowe, my gut feeling was my Duke did not leave us.
No, me either. And what I was getting to you guys is, you know, what happened with the final thing with Carlos and him? What if that wasn't Duke? on the pill with Carlos. What if it was like, I don't know, maybe phase on, or one of those? Because we saw it. You know, we saw masks going around all last year, people in a different mask. So I think they could be headed down that. And I think bringing Duke's son back, I mean, on the show, is speaking volumes to me. I don't know if anyone else feels like that, but I'm like, why wouldn't you bring Lady's son on if you're not going to do something huge with it?
I felt
Carly.
Vindicated when the son came on, that he's really alive.
And, you know, I could see Ian going back there. And I could really see, I don't know, it happening in the next couple of months. Okay, maybe that's what's putting me on my boat, because I love Ian, and I miss him on daytime TV. But, Tony, what did you think about it?
Well, I'm thinking that when the whole situation first happened, and they had him shot, and then he was in the morgue, and being very lifeless, I thought, okay, it was a nice run. And this is what I thought at the time. It's a nice run. They're wrapping up the story, and that's it. But then the fact that they keep mentioning him over and over again, and then the son, and then today, and this is the one that really grabbed my attention. The writers had given Maxie a line that she was actually speaking to Duke's son, and she said, and this is a quote talking about Duke, "I don't believe that love dies." And she said that flat out to the son. And when Kirsten did that line, I thought, okay, they're saying something. That's the clue. So I can now see, because let's face it, it's very possible that he could have at that time been completely dead as a doornail.
Excuse you, whoever did that.
It wasn't me, I guarantee it. He could have been dead as a doornail at that time, and the writers later could have decided, you know, we need to get Buchanan back. Let's figure out a way. Well, it's Soapland; they can do whatever they want to.
Yeah, I mean,
so
they
it could
can.
Have been resuscitated. It could have been. It could have been anybody, you know, of the
mm-hmm.
nefarious side, him alive. So that's not an issue. And the cremation thing, not to get gory, but unless you see the body burned, you don't know who it was. And so therefore, they've done it. They did it with little Jake. They've done it all the time. So now I'm thinking, especially with Maxie saying that today, yeah, I'm now with you, Carly. I'm thinking it's very likely. And here's the thing, and I hope he's not listening. I messaged Ian with something about that, and he is normally very responsive to me, except when he can't say anything, and then
mm-hmm.
he goes quiet, and he doesn't get back with me personally. So I'm thinking, okay.
He said I saw him on Twitter the other night, and I'm like, hi, Ian. You know, and then he goes, hi, Carly, and then made my whole night. And then Teo, we treated my tweet about thanking him for coming on the show. And then Robert Palmer Watkins, we treated about also tonight. So, I mean, come on, I'm getting all the boys on my side. Okay, that is, you know, I can live with that. I agree with you. I agree with all of you on that. And I just find it interesting. You know, we are coming up with the 1 year of the Nusid Ball very soon. Something big always happens in the Nusid Ball. And that's my next point.
Big besides Lucy getting her underwear again.
That's a mess.
And seriously,
I think that's great.
I don't see anything wrong with it. Every year, in underwear somehow.
it's considered a running gag. They do it on purpose because it's a running gag. They are going to absolutely do it or a variation thereof, and I guarantee it'll be back.
It's like the Quartermain fights all those years. I never got sick of that. With Monica saying, when Tracy said something about her house, and Monica goes, well, Alan bought it for me or something, which I love that line.
Carly, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had another call I had to take right quick. So I just told him I'll call him back in the morning. It was my mom, so.
Oh. Well, tell your mom and call in sometime, and does he watch soaps?
Well, she used to watch All My Children, but haven't paid that much attention. I tried to get her to watch Days of Our Lives or General Hospital in the past, but she haven't paid that much attention, and she doesn't have time to DVR any of that.
Okay, well, that's really
But if there is, but if Susan Lucci ever comes on the show, I'll make sure that I pass it on to her for her to call her.
Okay. If we got Susan Lucci on the show, I would probably be faint. You know,
right.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, that
her,
would be a...
Right. Right. If you get her or her daughter, Liza Huber, on the show anytime soon, I definitely would love to have my mom call in to talk to her, even though she never watched it, Passions, but she knew who was Liza Huber is because of the fact that was her daughter. So if it comes a time when you get one of those two on the show, then I'll be happy enough to just remind her ahead of time.
Well, yeah, and also my next hot topic is I am so sick of everyone saying they are so sick of the mob, blah, blah, blah. I am not. I will never get sick of the mob. For me, Axon, sending with a gun, you know, when Jason had a gun, it's purely, you know, it's purely sex, though. David, I'm not done. David, I'm not done with my thought.
Okay.
I get so sick of people, you know, bashing on my Sonny and Carly when Julian had done so many wrong things. And that's my question for tonight. Are you guys on Team Sonny or Team Julian? I will start with my surrogate mom and my BFF.
1,000,000% my Sonny.
And did you think Rachel ever get rid of the mob?
No. I think it brings action to the story. It doesn't make it your run-of-the-mill who's sleeping with who or who's having sex with the cousin. It gives a little pizzazz. And that's why I really love stuff from home.
I know.
Oh,
I know. Oh, and we are gonna get to that, Maggie. Okay.
I agree with Bobby. Huh?
Tony, it's Tony Tune.
Okay.
What did you think? Are you on Team Sunny or Team Julian?
I just want to make sure. Is that you're talking to me?
Yes.
Okay, I plead the fifth on that particular question. Because I'm the remember guys. You got to come on now. Work with me. Help me out here. I'm the oddball of the group. You see, I watch the show for different reasons. I don't get into team this, team that. It's not my style. However, I think Maurice Bernard does a kick butt job in that role and has for 20 something years. And I applaud him for that. When he's on, I absolutely enjoy watching what he brings to the role. But personally, I prefer, because I'm from the slightly older days, I prefer the intrigue and the spy stuff as opposed to the mob stuff. I can see where it kind of lost its favor and things changed and, you know, the whole Godfather thing kicked in. And I get that. And I like it. I just kind of wish there were a little bit more of the particular intrigue and spy sorts of things that there used to be. But I can't say that I'm team one way or the other, but I do have an absolute affinity and a soft spot in my heart for Sonny Corinthos. I will say that.
Good. Okay, Bobby.
I have to be on.
I agree with Tony and Maggie 100%, but I'm going to just say that when I started watching General Hospital in 2000 and two shortly after Courtney's stripper storyline started off, and I should have told Alicia the other day about that, but I just thought to myself, itself, am I watching an episode of The Sopranos or The Godfather, because you had this whole mob thing. And then shortly after that, when Carly was pregnant, when Tamron was playing her, you know, Sonny accidentally shoot her when she was giving birth to Morgan. And I thought, well, then you cannot, I don't think that's not what you're supposed to do. And then when, and then a year later when they gunned down Faith, Cynthia Carradine, and I told her how I felt, how I thought it was a little, how I felt the way they sent her off about a year ago when she came on the show. I thought, well, we can't have, like, all this, you guys just curb on this violence stuff, because even after the FCC was cracking down on sex scenes and everything else, I thought, why don't you crack down on the violence scenes that are happening with shootouts and
oh my
killings,
God,
like,
Bobby.
Like
oh
with what was
God.
Going on in their lives with the killing and the mob stuff on GH.
No. I'm sorry, Bobby, but, you know, why and I had the Newman going with the Abbott. B&B had the, you know, fashion designer. Days of Our Life had the incest where everyone sleeps together. And General Hospital is known for the mob and is hot. And, okay, if you're really going to say about the violence on the GH is posted because
let me put it this way. I can see people just getting in a fight on a daily basis on a Jerry Springer show than seeing somebody get gunned down on a daily basis on General Hospital. That's just my personal opinion. I'm entitled to that personal opinion.
Yeah, but I would never watch Jerry Springer. And I mean, just for the fact that when you have Sonny, Duke, Faison, Sean, all together, and I mean, this is what I think, you know, but okay, David B., what do you think? What do you think, David? David?
I think I'm more of a Gay Ava fan.
Okay. David, what do you think about the mob and everything?
Well, it don't bother me. I think it's a good story. As long as it's a good story, it don't bother me. I like it, though.
So. Okay, are you Team Sunny or Team Julian?
I'm going against the grain. I'm a Team Julian Ava, always. I like Sunny, but...
What?
Sorry. I think they both are good actors. We put all my children and shoes on at the one time, so...
Okay, I know we cannot all like present.
We can't
people.
All agree.
What?
We can't all agree.
Yeah, Mr. Sock. Okay.
Makes
life
interesting.
Yeah, Dr. David. You have 2 minutes. No, you have a minute explaining your thing, because we are not going to go on long-winded answers tonight.
Carly, please. Look, bottom line is, I'm not team anything because, you know, like the other guy said about that, you know, it's you know, there's so many different things that everyone likes, and, you know, I'm not, like, for one thing over another thing, you know. The bottom line is that I think that the storylines, they're definitely compelling stories, but I also miss some of the other stuff, like the mysteries and the family dramas and intrigues. You know, when they have these mob wars, things like that. You see,
well,
I don't know. I sometimes feel like you know, it's like I watch shows like Doctor Who. Okay, I like shows that that show a little brain sometimes, and sometimes it feels like, you know, that we have these mob wars, or we have these things on days where people are dying left and right on the show. You know what I'm saying?
That's what makes it really good. Maggie, are you okay?
I'm okay.
I get what you're saying, David. And I respect him, but, you know,
it seems to me like if he had some intelligence in it gave the audience some intelligence, even they with some of the stuff that they did. Now, I don't mind so much the dramas and the bloodbaths that they're doing. I mean, we've had bloodbaths going back into Shakespeare. We've had bloodbaths going back. You know, there's always some kind of trauma or tragedy. Sorry, I'm really tired. Just so everyone knows, I haven't gotten a whole lot of sleep, so
Well, I know the feeling. Why, maybe?
Right.
Tali was texting me, and I was trying to get some things together with my resume, and I've been going on like 1 hour of sleep. I was actually speaking when Carly texted me again, saying, "Are you gonna call in?" But she was texting me this afternoon about calling me to the show and telling me the show's tonight. And I'm like, "I'm like I'm 1 hour of sleep. I'll try to call in." So here I am.
Well, yeah, I mean,
not at my best. I'm not at my best tonight, but I'm here. I'm trying to follow along.
Okay, so the next, I got the two. Oh, Alvin, did you like General Hospital Mob and your team sending your team?
To be honest with you, I don't watch General Hospital I usually don't watch this show these days, but I'm more interested in, like, I mean, unfortunately, something that went away at the end of 2013, so, like, I would like to see, like, actually, I'm more interested in seeing old episodes from, like, the, late 70s and the 80s and stuff, like, Jamie Gunn's on daytime, in a certain podcast of daytime conventional podcast, has said that he likes mob stories, but he likes good mob stories, and at the time he was doing the podcast, GH hadn't had one for about a year or so, for a year.
Mm. Okay, well, my next,
Carly?
Yes?
Carly? I have one more thing.
Yes?
Okay, to me it all started with the WSB. Okay, you had
mm-hmm.
Robert and Anna, and they were really fighting bad guys, too bad guys. And those sequences gave action to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hooked. And it's not my usual grandmother's soaps that I grew up on. It was a different pitch.
Oh.
Well, yeah, and I totally agree with you. And, you know, I mean, oh, my God, Mom, you never guess who's in Seattle.
Oh.
Salt and Kanan is in Seattle 20 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
And you're home?
Yeah, I know. Because downtown this weekend, where we have every little thing happening, it's kind of hard.
I love a deacon.
Right. Well, I know. I would love me some deacon, too.
It's very hard for me because I wanted to go to one of the GH fan events in Atlanta or Nashville, and it's hard because of money and time this weekend. And I felt bad. Just like a couple weeks ago when Marie Wilson was in Atlanta, I felt bad because I didn't have the money or anything like that. So I just kind of just wish I just couldn't have just done that while I had a chance this weekend. But that's okay. I'm just waiting for the time when they come to the Carolinas. That's all that matters.
There you go.
We are going to hit Data of a Life really quick. And I just want to say, Amo and Tina's, please don't be listening to this podcast, but crap, Amo and Tina's is so handsome and so sexy. And when he was in the hospital gown,
right, DeLuca.
I'm not worried about it. I just wonder if you're just kind of, you know, making Devon's life too. Because when you had her on the show about 3 weeks ago, I kind of felt blessed to be talking to the daughter of a great daytime actor like him. And I just hope that they keep her on Y&R, even if she gets nominated for a special guest star Emmy next year.
Yeah,
they
I don't know.
Not Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know if Devin is coming back to YNL or not. Cause I
have a feeling too.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling too. And also, Days of Our Life has been so good, even though I really haven't watched it all week because I've been not feeling well. But don't worry, people, that's what the weekend will fall.
And I just have one more thing to go back to what we were talking about earlier about the whole thing for Pop. I mean, if it weren't for wrestling and it weren't for the CBS soaps, I believe Pop would have ended up in the same position that SoapNet have ended up, where it would be a kids' network within 6 months. And I get the strange feeling it's going to end up that way if they
Bobby,
start popping the CBS soaps.
No, Bobby, that is not true. You know,
the Pop Network, I started watching them, and it wasn't because of the soaps. I actually started watching them because they played the Big Brother After Dark, and it was interesting to watch the live feed of the Big Brother show without the all of the reality show pre-recorded stuff. This was the live feed. It was interesting to watch people in the house. And they played this.
Oh, I know.
They played this thing like at 11 o'clock at night all the way on to.
I know. I know because I spend the whole of the summer doing that.
Well, in my opinion, and this is probably the reason why I don't watch shows like Survivor or Big Brother, because I don't want to be going on the CBS app having to charge $19.95 to just watch a feed from the Big Brother show live 24/7. So, I mean, that's the only thing. I don't want to end up with a $19.95 bill a month during the time that Big Brother's on watching a feed. So, I don't have that type of money.
And you know what? All I got to say is Hollywood game. Oh, David, that's your next assignment, Dr. David. I need you to find me when my Hollywood game night is coming back. I want my Hollywood game night.
It would be too soon to tell about Hollywood game night if it's renewed for another season, because the current season has just ended. As far as I know, I don't know. I don't think you understand. I don't have opportunity to just snap my fingers and look up everything, that you're looking for. I actually have a certain amount of time during the day that I do any research, and I'm glad to help you out any time that I can.
It would take me a couple of days.
I mean, if it all else fails and GSN picks it up, not for new shows but to rerun it, that would be even better, because I know with Michael Strahan bringing back the tournament, it will really help with bringing game shows back
on
the map, like I said last week.
I was on the phone with NBC today, and they said, no, it hasn't been canceled, but they don't know. They probably will air this summer. And that's another thing I want to bring up. We are going to be screwed this summer, you guys. The Olympics are on. Megan, what do you think of
this? That's why I love the summer.
Bobby! David! I wasn't finished with my thought.
Yeah, finish with your thought, because I don't want to be rude, and I don't want Dr. David to be rude either. I want you to finish up
I look at the summertime and the programming. You know, sometimes I look at it as a blessing that there isn't anything new sometimes in the summer, because I get to catch up on. I get to go to like the library and I pick up movies and stuff that is like free at the library, and I get to binge watch some of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like I'm overwhelmed with all this new stuff. I mean, there's some things I have to wait until they come out on like Netflix because I don't get a chance to watch them live, like on CBS or what have you. So I wait until after they air, then I'll go on like Amazon Video to watch entire seasons. Like for example, Mom, I love the show Mom, but I never have a chance to really sit down and watch it when it's on live. So So I'll just like I'll buy the whole season on Amazon Video and then watch it over the summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you make a good point. You make a good point, Dave, because I've been wanting to watch The Big Bang Theory and Life in Pieces and Modern Family and Dr. Ken and New Girl this summer, but haven't had the time to catch up with it. And the only two shows I'm really more interested in that's currently going on is the new Rush Hour TV show because of the movie, because I love the movie.
I watched some of that. That's not too bad, the new Rush Hour. I like the actors they picked for this.
Right. I mean, in my opinion, I don't think it's a little bit
guys,
much better.
I wasn't done with my theory. I was going to say is we get the Olympics this year, and it should have been in Chicago, right, Mom?
Absolutely.
I agree with Maggie, because that would help out with the Olympics, and we couldn't have Soldier Field or Wrigley Field as a good Olympic stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also,
I'm just glad it's not in some foreign country somewhere.
Except Jack Devereaux won't die this year, like he did four years ago for the Olympics. Remember the elevator?
But all I got to say about, Big Bang on leaving on a freaking cliffhanger for 2.5 weeks.
They did last time. They will.
On the plus side, I can probably play catch up with Days during that whole time because I'm maybe about 2-3 weeks behind to begin with anyway. And I might catch up during the weekend that the French Open semifinals and first round matches on NBC can be on Friday and Thursday and Friday during that time. So I may catch up during that time.
The French Open, I forgot about that.
I didn't even know they have the rights to the French Open because I thought ESPN was going to have the rights to the French Open and the Wimbledon. So unless they end up preempting a Thursday or Friday to bring live tennis coverage, I'll be just watching Days the following night. Even if it's not rerun on Popeye then, which I'm feel bad that it got to be pulled off. But like I said, once French or the CBS show, that network would have been done years ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't usually watch a lot of the Olympics, but I do have to say that I do love the archery tournaments they have.
Well, I just like basketball. I definitely would love to check out what the women does because I think Sue Bird, who plays for the Storm up of the WNBA up there in Seattle, probably more with her, Carly, and I think she's going to probably be on the U.S. team. It'd be great for her to get another medal and do success for Team USA as much as she had done success with Connecticut and with Seattle over the years. And LeBron James is also playing in the Olympics. I think he's going to be playing. I don't know, but it would be interesting to see it, and it would be interesting to see Coach K go out with a bang for Team USA. I don't know if he's still going to be coaching that team or not since, of course, being an Ontario fan, Coach Williams gave him fits throughout the years, and we came close last week, but that's okay. That's okay. Next year is our year, and I know, Maggie, you guys, Notre Dame will probably be back next year in basketball, but we can talk about that another time.
Dr. David, what happened?
Blog Talk cut me right off. Said thank you for using Blog Talk.
Like he did me earlier.
You too.
I was right in the middle of mid-sentence, and the darn thing cut me right off.
Me too.
No one ever cuts me off.
No one ever
cuts me off. I feel so slighted.
Okay. Blog Talk, sorry, Tony.
I'm such a good boy. He does it.
Okay, one at a time, boys. One at a time. Bobby and Dr. David, you will go in the penalty box for 2 minutes. See?
I'll be quiet as a mouse.
Thank you. But no, what I'm saying is, okay, so we have that. And do we have the freaking Wimbledon this year? Don't tell me we have Wimbledon this year. Please, because
probably.
That takes the... Aww.
I'm sorry, guys, but I'll just go online and look at what days are going to be canceled, preempted for the sports and everything else leading in the way, because I think there's a golf tournament on Labor Day, and on January 2nd, I think the Winter Classic between the Blackhawks and Blues in St. Louis is supposed to be preempted.
They'll be preempted for that.
Yeah.
And we're winning right now, thank God. 3-1.
Thanks for the reminder. It makes up for the Cubs losing, but I'm sure the White Sox did pretty good because I can go back on my MLB package late tonight and watch the game.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
We lost the first game, and now we're winning the second game, and we got to do this.
Well, that's great.
Okay, thank you.
Anyways, Carl, you can go back.
What was everyone's favorite scene of the week so far from this week of any soaps? And you can pick two or three.
Well, to be honest with you, Carly, I haven't. I'm sorry.
I'm Tony, what's your favorite?
Oh, from this week. There were several, so I'm going to call it a sequence, because a sequence
uh-huh.
is like a group of put together,
uh-huh.
and it's basically, I think Fanola just knocked it out of the park when she came to the point where she said, I don't care what happens to me, I just want to put this to bed, and Anna was trying to be so strong. And at the same time, tears going down her eyes, and it happened several times. And
mm-hmm.
And as a character, just willing to say, I just don't care. It's not worth it anymore.
I think that
really got to me.
Right. I think it's going to be down to her or Kate Manson over who gets the lead actress daytime Emmy in the next year, because Kate did one hell of a job last Friday and Monday torturing Ben.
Oh, God.
Abigail.
Kate Massey. And was that your only scene you liked?
There's been several things that have been going on. I think that the other thing, and again, guys, just bear with me. I tend to talk about the guys and the actors and the work that they're doing, and I. It's difficult for me to just get into character,
mm-hmm.
talking about them as characters, because as an actor myself, it just doesn't work that way. But Jane
mm-hmm.
Elliott and her whole thing on as Tracy is obviously something I think is going to change her character going forward. I'm hoping in a way that it does,
mm-hmm.
because it allows Ms. Elliott to. Stretch things out and really show those layers and show that dimension of her acting. Let's face it, everything I've ever seen with Tracy Quartermain is pretty much one dimensional. It's always
mm-hmm.
the same. And now all of a sudden, wow, another side. How cool
yeah.
is that? And so mm-hmm. I'm hoping they allow
yeah.
her to be a little bit more human and a little less viperous, if that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of got to me.
I agree with you there, Tony.
I've said this before, Tony, about Jane Elliott and about Tracy. But I love how that they're sort of giving her due, and not only that, but they're also honoring the characters like Edward Quartermain. Tracy is kind of in some ways channeling Edward with some of the things that she's been doing
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
With
mm-hmm.
and it's so amazing to see the daughter has finally become like the father in some respects, but she's owning it as her own. She's owning it as her own take on how Edwards would do things and how Tracy's doing things. It's really interesting.
Bobby, what is your favorite scene of the week?
Well, other than what I talked about with Kate Manson, with her performance on Days, what she did last Friday leading into Monday's show with Ben, I have to say also the also seeing Steffi, not seeing but actually hearing Steffi and Leon get back together, reuniting on Bold and Beautiful. I thought that was probably done perfectly well, and tweeting to both Scott and Jacqueline about their feelings about it last Monday when they did a live tweet. I just felt like it was, you know, pretty much, you know, great that they're back together. But I know this is going to probably upset a lot of the Wyatt people over which side
you should bring up. Maggie loves Wyatt and Steffi. Why, Maggie?
I do. I love Wyatt.
I like Liam and Steffi. So for once in a little thing, okay, Maggie and I agreed to disagree on that, which is hilarious.
My question is, where does Ivy stand on this? That's my question.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we will find out because I know a lot of people don't like Ivy, but I like Ivy.
I like her too.
I mean,
well, probably because of
what
the
about
accent,
Hopeless?
Probably because of the accent and that she's probably been the most interesting Aussie that I've seen on daytime television since Rick Springfield on General Hospital. But that guy that plays Flynn on Days is becoming like almost a new Dr. Noah Drake on Days right there. The guy that plays Flynn. I mean, I don't want to put any differences between comparing him to Rick Springfield, but he reminds me a little bit of what Rick Springfield was in the 80s as far as his acting.
Dr. David, who is what? What, Tony?
Just very quickly. I meant to mention to you, I know that he's not doing a regular television now, but that's one person that I would love to see you try to get on this show is Mr. Rick Springfield. Just throwing that out, FYI. Yeah. So there's one for you. Go for it, girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I mean, I
will.
And I've seen that.
Bobby,
huh?
I just want to say, you know, when you ask me to get all these people on the show, honey, I'm trying, but sometimes with NBC, it's a little harder. But
right.
I will keep on keeping on. But I just want to let you know when there's, you know, NBC never wants to give their storyline away. Bobby, when Dr. David, did you tell your favorite scene of the week?
I haven't watched, I think I told you earlier, I haven't watched anything on Thursday in the last couple of weeks, unfortunately. My time just has been totally hello. So, yeah, I really need to catch up, so.
Okay, what about Alvin? Alvin, is there anything you liked?
I can't say I watched any current daytime soaps this week, sorry. I don't watch any this week. I'm more interested in old stuff and all, so.
I do want, can I just add one more moment this week? I think seeing Greg Vaughn, and I don't know, you haven't seen it yet, Carly, but I think
Greg Vaughn
last week on Days of Our Lives, the way he and Jen was performing, I'm telling you, Melissa Reed may not get the Daytime Emmy this year, but she's definitely making a statement for next year, and Greg Vaughn's doing the same thing, too, because not since his days as Lucky on GH have I been impressed with what Greg Vaughn's been doing lately on Days.
Okay, that's great. I haven't watched a lot this week. But, I mean, I can tell you what every episode of Friends I've been watching, and I've been, like, I watch Friends every night before I go to bed. I'm strange. But I love that my Carson is, I love it that what I love is Anna and Sunny working together. For me,
yes.
I love that idea. I love that idea. And, you know, yeah. You know, it was like, if you think about Sunny and Anna working together, And then Luke and Anna dated. So I want Luke back, and I want, you know, Anna, Luke, and Sunny could take that stupid Julian down, and you know, yes, that's okay. Before we go, what is everyone doing this weekend? And I'm starting with Dr. David.
I have a funeral tomorrow, so I'm going to go back to bed and try and get 40 winks so I can alert for that tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whoever passed away, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well.
My prayers are with you, Mr. Tawny.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Dr. David.
Evan David.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, like I said, I've got a funeral to go to tomorrow, and then on Sunday I think I'm going to a museum. So the weekend's pretty much it's hopefully quiet this weekend.
Well, my prayers are with you, David, as far as the friend that died and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, she was someone I knew for years and years and years. She used to actually be my babysitter when I was little. And, well, she wasn't doing well in the end, but she passed away last month, but unfortunately there hasn't been opportunity for her to be buried for a whole month, so she's been on ice.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're having the funeral a month delayed, so, it's not like it's a sudden thing. This funeral, we've known about it for about a month. Her death was sudden, but you know, we've had time since. There's going to be a lot of people I haven't seen in like forever going to be going to this thing tomorrow. Honestly, funerals are for the living, because the dead, you know, the dead is dead. You know, it's going to be meeting up with all the people who are still alive. So it should be interesting. I don't know who all is going to be there tomorrow, but it should be interesting. So with that, I think I'm just going to be quiet and listen to everyone else until the show's over and then go to bed.
Well, I remember when my grandma died, and my grandma called me John Jr. because I'm so like him. But the one thing I hated about his death, other than him leaving me and abandoning me, at age 17, my grandfather did, I hated that, you know, people would bring us food all hours of the day, and they would bring us, like, casseroles and yucky stuff. Why couldn't they bring us, like, I don't know, fast food or brownies or cupcakes? But
well, you know, that's the thing. There's actually some etiquette to that. Like, for example, do you remember the show Desperate Housewives?
Yes.
Desperate Housewives way back in the day? Yes. Well, they have the character of Bree Van de Kamp, and when she came out and they introduced her on the show, she brought muffins. This is actually a Martha Stewart type thing you do when someone dies. You can have like breakfast type muffins for them, so the loved ones can have something eaten in the mornings after, you know, you know. And then there's another basket of muffins that she brought that was for the guests of the, you know, for that the funeral. And I think that's kind of cool to have, you know, stuff like something like that that's already pre-made.
Yeah. And I just want to make it clear, I'm not putting funerals down, people. I never understand why people bring all the food. You know, if they really want to make me happy, give me some money. Okay, I'm joking. I'm really joking. That was a joke. David B., what are you doing this weekend?
Went to a barbershop with Ice Cube.
Is that what you're doing all weekend?
Probably go to church on Sunday.
Okay.
Tomorrow, barbershop.
Okay. What about Tony? What are you doing this weekend?
I'm working on a client website that I've got to get done by Tuesday. Tonight, though, however, I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to treat myself and allow myself to watch one of my favorite shows. And if it's okay, Carly, I'd like to ask one of the other people a question.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
If I were to, Dr. David, this is directly at you. You may answer with two words, a first name and a last name, nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. I have the complete set, the complete series, so should it be tonight William Hartnell, Patrick Troughton, or John Pertwee?
Yes.
Two words, first and last name. Which would you recommend?
No, the problem is I love two out of three. Out of the three, I love two out of them. The one of them, though, I didn't really care much for out of those three doctors, but I know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, just give me which should I go with? Which one should I go with tonight? Because that's what I'm going to treat myself to.
So tough. I would strongly recommend,
All of them. I've seen the stories 100 million times. Just tell me which I should do, Patrick or John or William.
Well, one of my favorites is a William Hartnell tale called The Aztecs. I love that one. That's a really good, if you can find it. One of the problems, though, that these days you don't have.
It's a non-issue. I have the whole set. It doesn't matter. Just which doctor should I go with tonight, William, Patrick, or John?
I would go, honestly, I would go with a flip of a coin between Hartnett and Pertwee, because those two are my favorite early doctors. So I'd say flip a coin between those two, and you can never go wrong.
Okay, I will do that. Okay, great. Thank you.
I'm not discounting the second choice, but the what's his name, the second doctor. I'm not discounting him at all, but I'm just saying that my personal favorites are the first and third doctors. So you flip a coin, you can't go wrong there. Any of the three are really good. They're fantastic doctors. But if we were to come down to a choice for tonight, for stories. I haven't seen much of the second. That's my honest problem is that I never really saw many episodes of the second Doctor. I've had more exposure between the first Doctor and the third Doctor. So that's unfortunately I'm a little biased there because I've never actually watched a lot of the episodes that involve the second Doctor, Patrick Troughton. But yeah. So, like I said,
it's okay. It was just a general question as to which actor you thought I should go with tonight. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah. Well, you know,
nothing.
The best thing though, I would thought. So, like I said, put on the three doctors. You had Patrick, had all three of them on there.
David. I know all 150 plus stories backwards and forwards. This was just to see what you would go with for the question I threw at you, which of the names should I go with?
That was actually one of my favorite stories with the three doctors. That was one of my favorites.
That's good. Okay.
I don't know. It would be kind of like for me choosing between which Stooge film do I watch. Do I watch the Curly ones or do I watch the Shemp one? The three Stooge films.
Well, two. And Maggie, what are you doing this weekend?
Any sports I could get my hands on, especially the Blackhawks Sunday.
Well, I thought you were I thought you were coming over this weekend.
See, I gotta come over when there's no sports on TV because I don't know if you want me to tie it for TV.
I don't mind.
Well, that's okay. I can
listen
to it on the radio.
No, Mom, I have two TVs. I'm smart. And that's all you're doing this week? And Cassie Amber? Okay, well, I'm doing this weekend, people.
Yep, that's me.
is what I'm, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm staying home, and I'm going to catch up on all my shows. I have almost half of the season of Grey's Anatomy on A-Watch, and so much more, and the country music awards and everything. And also, I'm going to order a pizza on Saturday. Okay, what did you guys think of this? Half pepperoni lovers and half pepperoni mushroom and olives.
Good to me.
Yummy.
I like olives.
Well, see, that's good. And you, what was that? Yeah, and I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to catch up with my sleep. If it's the last thing I do in my life, catch up with sleep.
You haven't even asked me.
This is going to be a long time sleeping.
Well, I mean, you know. Yes.
Hello? You haven't even asked me about what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, what are you going to do?
Actually, I'm going to go out with my mom this weekend on Saturday.
Oh.
So I'm just about to turn in, shower, and maybe listen and maybe watch a little bit of the Dodgers game on my computer before I go to bed.
What will you going with your mom this weekend?
I don't know, maybe all over the place, and just get some lunch maybe at McDonald's, or get something from a local gas station or something like that.
Bobby, go to Denny's. Oh, that's what I did this morning, people. I went to Denny's. And I got a French toast slam, and then I got, on the side, I got hash browns with cheddar seeds on them, and I got four pieces of sausage. So I could never beat the people who would never eat meat.
Carly, that might sound like a good idea, either that or IHOP, because I live right between both of them.
Oh.
Good point.
Yeah,
thanks, Carly.
Yeah,
thanks for the idea.
With IHOP they have Pepsi. With Denny's they have Coke, so I always go Denny's over IHOP.
Right.
Oh, you could go to my other favorite.
Oh,
you could go to Olive Garden.
I don't think Olive Garden is going to be open at 10 o'clock in the morning when I leave in the morning.
Oh,
no.
No, I got you now. Okay, and next week we have a special guest on Tuesday at 5 p.m. And stay tuned for this weekend. I will be announcing it on Twitter, Facebook, and I'm hired as Skywriter.
Is this going to be Pacific or Eastern time?
Oh, 5 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay.
Yes.
8 p.m. Eastern.
I don't want to just give away anything, but if this certain person might be on one on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, either Lisa Rennan or Eileen Davidson, I'll be happy to talk to her about that since it's finale that weekend.
Nope.
No.
That's not enough.
It's a sexy gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's enough. Thanks for the tease, but I'll wait till later this weekend to find out.
Well,
but,
yeah. And
but, Carly.
What?
You had me on once already.
That's
now,
true.
Yeah, you're so cute.
Poor,
joke, no.
poor attempt at a joke. Sorry about
we're
that.
We're great.
No,
we were
funny.
Mm-hmm. We're more talented.
Yeah,
we're very
greedy. But yeah, you know, we are really greedy.
Speaking of which,
maybe
just very quickly, may I?
What?
I was just going to mention. I didn't just very quickly. If you haven't seen it, Rob Walker, Robert Palmer Walker, put a new photo online today.
I know.
Just think. Yeah, I think so. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you knew about it because I figured.
No, I didn't know.
Did mine.
Yes, and I got a was Chicago Fire and Chicago Med all my Chicago shows and my Law and Order. But Tony, are you cooking this weekend or are you going out?
I go out as little as possible. In fact, I try, especially with the finances like they are, I just need to not do that. So I'm basically going to be cooking simple food, you know, fish, vegetables, chicken, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get the whole chicken.
That's all you need.
But I don't get the fish answer. Okay, got a question before I let anyone go. Does anyone like liver and onions on this panel? Anyone like liver and onions?
I do fry.
I had it before. It's pretty good.
Which type of liver? Calf's liver? Or chicken's liver? Any particular type?
Chicken liver's good.
Recipe. Chicken livers.
No, the reason why I'm bringing this up, right?
Mm-hmm.
When my grandfather passed away, and he had an aneurysm in his car, getting rid of my dog Mackenzie, our dog Mackenzie. But my grandmother's last meal that she cooked him was liver and onions. And when I found that out, I threw a fit.
The liver's good for you, but you know.
Yeah. I remember you telling that story last week when you asked us what would be our last meal.
I would have to go like five places for my last meal. Oh, and Christopher Sean is going to be on the Hawaii 5-0 season finale, Mom.
Finally. Every week I'm looking and he's not on because I watch
it. And Monique Spinard is going to be on Castle in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, and what else was I? Prince, the singer, was rushed to the hospital.
Yeah.
I told you that earlier in the show. I mentioned Prince went to the hospital today.
Mm-hmm. I meant to bring this up when you had me on hold for the opening. While I was waiting for you to go on to bring that up as breaking news, but I just hope that my thoughts and prayers are with this superstar because I admit that he have perfected in the way Mills gets. He and Michael Jackson back in the day perfected what we have seen nowadays with Bruno Mars and Pharrell Williams.
They were. And he's back in
strength, though. Guys, I hate to say it, but I have to get some sleep because I do have to go for that funeral, so.
We are going to go too. We will be back on Tuesday. Tony, can you make it on Tuesday?
What time?
5 p.m. our time.
If I can get this website done, I will let you know.
Okay,
I'll
that's
give you
fine.
Plenty of warning. If I cannot, I'll give you plenty of warning.
That is fine, Tony. Understand. Good night, everyone. Don't get yourself in trouble this weekend.
You have a good night.
And do not get arrested.
I won't. You all have a good night, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay.
Good night, guys.
Bye, guys. Night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Take care,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.